Reading from the Psalms of our Father David, the prophet and the king, may his blessing rest upon us all. Amen. Lead me to the rock that's higher than I, for you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. فليرفعه في كنيسة شعبه وليباركه على منابر الشيوخ لأنه جعل أبوة مثل الخراف يبصر المستقيمون يفرحون أقسم الرب ولن يندم أنك أنت هو الكاهن وإلى الأبد على تقسيم كن صادق رب عن يمينك يا أبانا الطبع المكرم الباب المعظم الأنبات ودروس الثاني وشريكك في الخدمة الرسولية بين الأسقف المكرم الأنباب سادة الرب يحفظ لنا حياتكم Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, where of glory forever. Amen. Now great multitudes went to them, and he turned and said to them, If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sister, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it, lest after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asking conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt has no lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It's neither fit for the land nor for the dunghill, but men throw it out. He who has ears to hear, let him heed, let him heed.